Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
Welcome. I'm Elsie.
What's your favorite kind of TV show, Elsie?
I like cartoons. I've been watching this cartoon called We Bare Bears. 熊熊遇见你. It's my favorite TV show now.
Oh, well, that's kind of cute. I like that.
What about yours?
Why do you like We Bare Bears so much?
Because it's funny and kind of stupid. 谁有脑袋放空的时候就会看这部卡通。
All right, tell me about yours. Well, I think my favorite kinds of TV shows are the ones about crime. Very different than We Bare Bears, I think.
Yeah, this is serious stuff.
I like seeing if police officers can solve the case and catch the bad guys.
Like CSI?
Kind of like that.
警察办案找出嫌犯的那一种。I like that kind too. And there are lots of good books like that too.
You're right. I like reading these kinds of stories as well.
Then I have some good news for you, Erin.
Oh, really? What's that?
There's a new bookstore in Taipei that you can go to just for books about mystery and crime.
I'm excited already. Let's learn more about it now.
Murder, Inc.A bookstore for detectives.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Do you love stories about crime and detectives? If so, you should go to Murder, Inc.This bookstore only sells crime books. In fact, its decorations have to do with crime and detectives, too.The store sells some very rare books. Murder, Inc.'s owner, Tommy Tan, believes that people need good stories.Murder, Inc. doesn't just sell books, though. It also holds reading clubs, writing classes, and more.People can even buy coffee and light meals there. The store is popular with crime writers.Famous writers even work there sometimes. It would be a crime not to visit Murder, Inc.
crime. Crime. There is a lot of crime in this big city. There is a lot of crime in this big city. In fact, in fact, I really liked that restaurant. In fact, I want to go there again tomorrow. I really liked that restaurant. In fact, I want to go there again tomorrow. Writer. Writer. The writer wrote her name in the book and gave it to her fan. The writer wrote her name in the book and gave it to her fan. Visit. Visit. Danny is going to visit the Science Museum in London this weekend. Danny is going to visit the Science Museum in London this weekend.
Today's article starts out by saying, Do you love stories about crime and detectives?
今天的文章开头直接给我们了一个问题。你喜欢关于犯罪和侦探类的故事吗? I bet you do, Erin.
Yes, I do love stories about crime and detectives. Let's learn more about the word power word crime, though. It's a noun and it's spelled C-R-I-M-E, crime.The word crime talks about things that people do that break the law. When people do these wrong things, they can be stopped by the police and sent to jail. For example, there is a lot of crime in this big city. Let's say that one more time. There is a lot of crime in this big city.
Crime, 犯罪行为。在我们的文章和例句中呢，这个字啊，都是不可数名词。例句说到呢，这座大城市里面的犯罪活动非常的频繁。那如果我们要说犯下罪行该怎么说呢？我们要用的动词是 commit, to commit a crime.那这里的 crime 就是一个可数名词了，代表的是罪行。For example, the guy in the news committed several crimes and was arrested yesterday. 新闻中的男子呢，犯下多种罪行，在昨天被逮捕了。那被逮捕的这个人就是一个罪犯，他叫做 criminal。Criminal 也可以当作形容词来解释哦，他是犯罪的。比如说犯罪记录，我们说 criminal record。
Okay, it doesn't just have books about crime, though. It also has stories about detectives.
Right, detective 是侦探。Do you know any famous detectives?
I do know a famous detective, Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes, who is a fictional private detective, 小说里有名的私家侦探福尔摩斯。
Okay, so if you're like me and you love these kinds of stories, what can you do? The article says, if so, you should go to Murder, Inc.
文章接下来说呢，如果你喜欢这类犯罪和侦探的故事啊，你要去 Murder, Inc. 侦探书屋逛一逛。
Now, the words if so are used to say if someone is answering yes to a question, right?
Yes, if so, 代表的是如果是这样的话。那放回文章当中呢，它代表的就是 if you love stories about crime and detectives.
Okay, there was another word in that sentence, the noun murder, which we should also look at.
侦探书屋的英文名字是 Murder, Inc. Murder 在这边当名词是谋杀案、谋杀罪的意思。Murder 本身也可以当动作是谋杀。
Okay, does that mean if you go to this bookstore, someone will kill you?
Of course not. It's just a clever name for a bookstore about crime.
Oh.
So, Erin, what about the word ink, I-N-K? Does it mean I-N-C ink?
No. So these words are different. I-N-C is what you put after the name of a big company,
yes,
right?
Yes, like
incorporation.
Mm-hmm. But I-N-K is actually what you find inside a pen. So you write with ink. And because it's a bookstore, we use the word ink, I-N-K.
Oh, I've got it. 这边呢，侦探书的铭文名称是 Murder Ink. 它用到的 I-N-K, ink 是墨汁墨水的意思。那我刚刚提到的 I-N-C, ink, 它是 incorporation, 公司行号的简称。
Okay, now if you're looking for other kinds of books, this bookstore is not the right one for you. That's because the article says, this bookstore only sells crime books.
这间书店呢，只有卖关于这个犯罪的书籍，你要找别种是找不到的。
You won't find any love stories here. Let's find out more about this cool bookstore. The article tells us, in fact, its decorations have to do with crime and detectives too.
事实上呢，这家书店的装饰跟犯罪还有其他的侦探也相关。
Now we saw the words in fact in that sentence. This phrase is our word power word, and they're spelled in, I-N, fact, F-A-C-T, fact, in fact. Now we use the phrase in fact to add more information to something we have just said. Usually this new information will be something surprising or very interesting.For example, we could say, I really liked that restaurant. In fact, I want to go there again tomorrow. One more time. I really liked that restaurant. In fact, I want to go there again tomorrow.
In fact, 事实上也可以用一个字代替哦，叫做 actually. 例句说呢，我真的很喜欢那间餐厅。事实上，我明天想再去那里一次。
Okay, but what are these decorations that are in the bookstore?
Decoration 是装饰品、装饰物，所以代表书店里呀，可能摆上犯罪现场的样子，或者是侦探的放大镜。
Ah, so decorations are the things you put up to make a place look special, like a Christmas tree with lights, or some scary Halloween ghosts.
You are right. Christmas, 圣诞节会有的装饰就是 Christmas trees with lights, 装有圣诞灯饰的圣诞树。And on Halloween, 在万圣节的时候，我们也会看到很多跟鬼怪相关的 decorations, 装饰品。
Well, that's not the only thing we have to look in that sentence, though. We also saw the phrase have to do with.
When we say A, have to do with B, 代表的是 A 和 B 相关。那如果是 A 和 B 毫不相关呢？我们会说 A have nothing to do with B. For example, I have nothing to do with the crime. 我跟这个犯罪事件完全没有任何关系。
It's okay, Elsie. I believe you.
Thank you, Erin.
Okay, here's another interesting fact about the bookstore. The article says, the store sells some very rare books.
文章继续说到了，这家书店也卖一些很不常见的书。
Now, rare means that something is not seen or found very often. It's the opposite of common, right?
Yes, rare 这个形容词代表的是稀有、不常见的，相反字就是 common, 普通、常见的。
So, rare books means that these books are very hard to find.
Exactly.
Now, who owns this cool shop?We're about to find out. The article says, Murder Inc.'s owner, Tommy Tan, believes that people need good stories.
侦探书的老板 Tommy Tan 相信人们啊都需要好的故事。
Now, I agree with Tommy. People do need good stories.
And people need good books, too.
Tommy has more than just books on his mind, though. The article says, Murder Inc. doesn't just sell books, though.
Oh, 原来呢，侦探书啊，不只卖书。What else can we do in the bookstore?
Well, let's find out. The article says, it also holds reading clubs, writing classes, and more.
这家书店呢也举办所谓的阅读社团、写作课，还有更多的活动。
Now there are so many things you can do there. Maybe I could join a reading club there. I could find other people who like to read books about crime and detectives.
And you could read the books together and discuss the stories.
That sounds like fun. And you can even stay at Murder, Inc. for a while, too. That's because the article tells us people can even buy coffee and light meals there.
Wow, that sounds good. 人们呢也可以在书店买咖啡还有轻食。
Now, if I can eat there, I never have to leave. There's something we need to tell our students about light meals, though.
Light 是轻的，那 meal 是餐点。Light meal 就是我们中文说的轻食 ,like a small sandwich or a box of salad.、都是简单，然后呢，不是要你吃饱的，只是让你配咖啡阅读，或是稍微垫一下肚子的食物。
So it's not a meal with special lights, it's just a smaller meal.
Right.
Okay. Of course, not just people who read go to Murder, Inc. The article says, the store is popular with crime writers.
这家书店呢受到犯罪书籍作家的欢迎。我们看到 popular 这个字啊是形容词受欢迎的。人物或者是地方受到某人的欢迎我们怎么说呢 Be popular with somebody. So we can also say the restaurant is popular with young people. 这家餐厅受到年轻人的欢迎。
Now we've got a word power in that sentence as well. The word writer is a noun and it's spelled W-R-I-T-E-R, writer.A writer is someone who writes books, stories, and other things for their job. Someone who writes for a newspaper or magazine could be called a writer too. As an example, we could say, the writer wrote her name in the book and gave it to her fan. One more time. The writer wrote her name in the book and gave it to her fan.
Writer 就是作家，那同学们会发现呢，我们就是在动词 write 写字的后面加上 r 就可以了。例句说呢，那位作家在书上签名，并且拿给他的书迷。
Now here's something exciting. The article tells us famous writers even work there sometimes.
Wow, 有名的作家呢，甚至有的时候啊，会在那边工作。The space in the bookstore must be really nice for writers to work there.
Well, I wonder which famous writers work there.
I think it's probably some Taiwanese writers. We can look them up after our lesson.
Okay, cool. Well, with all these cool things to find at Murder, Inc., I will definitely need to check it out. You should too. In fact, the article tells us it would be a crime not to visit Murder, Inc.
这篇文章说到啊，要是不去造访侦探书屋，那就太可惜了。
Will it really be a crime if I don't go to Murder, Inc.?
No, it won't. Don't worry, Erin. It would be a crime not to do something.
代表的是不去做某件事情就太可惜了。Crime 在这里呢不当真正的罪行。它代表的是不能被接受的行为。For example, the weather is so nice today. It would be a crime not to have a picnic in the park with some of your friends. 今天天气那么好不跟三五好友到公园野餐，那就太可惜了。现在就让我们进 Magic Box 听讲师的讲解吧。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Well, well, I know, you all miss me already. 这就是为什么我即将要举办一场史上独一无二、最盛大、最完美的派对了。只要是现在正在专心听我说话的你们都被我邀请咯。哎，我实在是想不出会有谁不想来参加我的派对呢。也是啦，谁敢啊。And trust me, it would be a crime to stay at home and miss my party. 什么？是说如果错过了就等同于犯罪吗？ Wait, 不要急嘛，虽然我恶名昭彰，但也是没有那么夸张好吗？我的意思是说，如果待在家而错过了我的派对，就真的太可惜啦。哎，看看你们被我吓成这样，我就先来跟你们解释解释这用法好了。It would be a crime to do something. 不要看到 crime 就一定是跟犯罪有关好吗？这里啊，他只是想表示做什么事情太可惜了，或是那么做是个愚蠢的行为。其实啊，也就等同于 It would be a waste to do something.所以像我刚刚的句子你也可以说 It would be a waste to stay at home and miss my party 这样懂了吗？就说别这么快的误会我嘛。不过说到有谁不想来我的派对，我想就只有 Sleeping Beauty 了吧。哼，他少自以为了，他以为我想邀请他吗？我当然是另有目的咯。要是他来啊，我就能伪装自己接近他并摧毁他。这么好的机会不邀请他来也太可惜了吧。 It would be a crime not to invite her. 另外你知道还有一些表示可惜的说法吗？像是如果你告诉我无法来派对了，我可能就会跟你说 It's a pity you can't come to my party. 或是 It's a shame you can't come to my party. 我甚至可能直接说 What a pity or What a shame. 是啊，这些确实是表示太可惜的说法。诶，不过你知道吗，这同时啊也是透露的年纪啊。哎，黑魔女，我当然是要跟上时代，不想要让别人认为老派的话，其实啊可以直接说 That's too bad. 最后还是得告诉你们，It would be a crime not to come to my party. 聪明的你们应该是听得出来我这句话背后的意思吧。
Welcome back. We have one more word power to look at today. It's the word visit. Visit is a verb and it's spelled V-I-S-I-T, visit. When you visit, you go to another place or spend time in another place to see a friend or family and spend time with them. Visits are usually fun things to do. For example, we could say, Danny is going to visit the Science Museum in London this weekend. One more time. Danny is going to visit the Science Museum in London this weekend.
Visit, 参观、造访。例句说呢 ,Danny 这个周末要去参观伦敦的科学博物馆。那另外补充哦，如果我们在 visit 这个动作后面加上 OR, visitor 就是访客。
Well, I know I am definitely going to visit Murder, Inc., but I can't go there quite yet because we still have to finish up with review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to review time. Today,
welcome back.
We're going to do a fill in the blank review time.
填空题。
We have four word power words to talk about today. They are writer, crime, visit, and in fact. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, number one.Sarah's favorite book is Charlotte's Web. The blank is E.B. White.
Sarah 最喜欢的书是夏绿蒂的网。那什么是 E.B. White? E.B. White is a name.、Mm-hmm. The writer is E.B. White.
Perfect. Very good. Okay, number two. Stealing and murder are both blank. You shouldn't do these things.
偷窃和谋杀都是罪行 are both crimes.
That's right. Okay.
Number three.
Thomas is going to blank his grandparents in the country next week.
Thomas, 他要去 visit his grandparents in the country next week.
Very good. And our last one today. Jimmy speaks English very well. Blank.He lived in the U.S. for 4 years.
Jimmy 英文说得非常好。事实上 ,in fact, he lived in the U.S. for 4 years.
Very good.
他在美国住了四年。
Very.
No wonder.
Okay, Elsie, you did great. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have to do any fill-in-the-blank questions today. So we're going to say goodbye. For A-Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Murder, Inc. A bookstore for detectives.
Do you love stories about crime and detectives?If so, you should go to Murder, Inc. This bookstore only sells crime books. In fact, Its decorations have to do with crime and detectives, too. The store sells some very rare books. Murder Inc.'s owner, Tommy Tan, believes that people need good stories. Murder Inc. doesn't just sell books, though. It also holds reading clubs, writing classes, and more. People can even buy coffee and light meals there. The store is popular with crime writers. Famous writers even work there sometimes. It would be a crime not to visit Murder Inc.
Crime. There is a lot of crime in this big city. There is a lot of crime in this big city. In fact, I really liked that restaurant. In fact, I want to go there again tomorrow. I really liked that restaurant. In fact, I want to go there again tomorrow. Writer. The writer wrote her name in the book and gave it to her fan. The writer wrote her name in the book and gave it to her fan. Visit. Danny is going to visit the Science Museum in London this weekend. Danny is going to visit the Science Museum in London this weekend.